release, because Aries is pushing us forward, right? Aries is the new cycle, the start of the zodiac, the start of spring. So we are starting a new energy, a new cycle. And it is more aggressive, and it is going to be more powerful. And I think we're also feeling that in a lot of ways. So what we're going to take a look at is, you know, this Friday is a new moon in Aries. That does start a six-month cycle. So here's our opportunity. When you listen to your sign, that's the area you get an opportunity to kind of reboot and envision what you want that part of your life to look like over the next 6 months. And then we're going to talk about Uranus. Now, Uranus is moving into Gemini after 7 years of being not in Gemini and moving into this new era for us. So it's going to stay there for quite a while. Now, Uranus is the only planet that we really have no choice about. In every other aspect of astrology, we have choices and free wills and what part of the energy we're going to use in our lives and not use. But when it comes to Uranus, that's it. We got no choice. It's going to throw the bomb when it's going to throw that bomb. So that is going to hit us all on the 25th. So we're going to see, where does that mean for you? And that's where you're going to kind of walk around some little minds there, because you might get some unexpected occurrence in that area. So let's take a little look there so you could kind of batten the hatches and ultimately see where we need to make some changes. So should we go around the clock?
Yes, please. Let's take a look and see what's going on for everyone in their astrological sign so we can connect.
All right. And if you know your rising sign, pay attention to that as well, because for many of us, that resonates even more than our sun sign. So let's start with Aries. Happy birthday, Aries. So this new moon on Friday, that's in your first house. That's your personal reset. That's maybe time to look at different kind of goals. And maybe you just want to shake up what you look like and what that, who you're going to be in the world for the next 6 months. Now, on the 25th, Uranus is in your third house. That's where you might get unexpected news, the house of communications, fresh ideas. It's also the house of siblings and your neighborhood. So you might see some unexpected things happening in those areas of your life. Now, Taurus, your new moon on Friday is in your 12th house. That's the clearing house. That's behind the scenes. That's healing. Maybe it's the time to get some help if you need help in your life. Good time to make progress there. Now, Uranus is going to be in your second house of money on the 25th. So watch your finances. It's also the house of values. That might get shaken up a little bit for you. Or you just might get surprise money coming to you. Now, Gemini, the new moon for you is in your 11th house. That's your goals. That's the time for you to reset. What are your goals in life? What are your values? It's also your house of networks and friends. So think about the opportunities you want coming from that part of your life. Now, for you, Gemini, Uranus is going to be in your first house on the 25th. That's the beginning of a new cycle of reinvention for you. You might even surprise yourself. Who do you want to be? Maybe you want to change who you are in the world. Now, Cancer, for you, the new moon is in your 10th house. That's your career. Start envisioning what you want your career to take place over the next 6 months. Start to put those things in place, whether it's a promotion or a change. Envision what you want it to be. Now, for you, Uranus is in your 12th house. That's the healing time for you, too. You might have some emotional breakthroughs, or maybe some karma from the past could finally get resolved for you. Now, Leo, your new moon on Friday, that's in your 9th house. That's the house of travel, learning, media, publishing. Envision that new trip you might want to take, or something new for you to study. And Uranus is in your 11th house on the 25th. So you might have a shakeup in your friendships or realize that one group isn't the group you really need to be in, or your long-term goals might suddenly change to something new. Now, Virgo, your new moon in Aries, that's in your 8th house on Friday. That's your house of shared finances. Maybe it's time to relook at that or reshuffle your finances that you share with other folks or any debt you might have. It's also about shared intimacy, so maybe those relationships, envision where you want that to go or not go. Now, Uranus for you is in your 10th house, Virgo. That's career. So you might see some sudden career change. Something is going to change or happen some way or another with your career. So as I say when I put on my career hat, coach, always be prepared. Now, Libra, the new moon for you on Friday is in your house of relationships, committed relationships. So you might get some new beginnings over this next 6 months, or it may change. Or if you need it to change, now's the time to envision where you want those to be. Uranus for you is in your house of travel and study and learning. So if you had a trip planned, maybe it's going to be changing, or some opportunity to study something new might just pop up. Now, Scorpio, for you, the new moon is in your sixth house. That's your everyday life and routines and work. If it's time to reboot your health routines, this is when you need to start working on that. Now, Uranus is going to be in your eighth house on the 25th. That is the house of shared resources. So you might get some surprises or some changes in your emotional bonding with others. Now, Sag, for you, the new moon is in your fifth house. Romance, creativity, projects that could finally get moving. Envision what you want that to be or what you want your romantic life to look like. And Uranus is in your house of committed relationships, so there could be some shaking up there, whether it's a business relationship or a committed marriage relationship. There might be some changes happening there. Or you might get an unexpected new partnership. Okay, Capricorn, your new moon is in your fourth house, home and family. Start to envision a whole new energies around your home life and your family life. Now, Uranus is in your sixth house, your daily routines. So your life is going to be shaken up a little bit. And interesting enough, everybody, to share with you something personal, I'm moving right around then. And my daily routine, and you know I'm a Capricorn, is totally changing. So thank you, Uranus. At least you gave me a little heads up so I could call a mover. But I think the rest of my Capricorn friends are going to see a little shake up in whatever their daily routine is. Now, Aquarians, the new moon for you is in your third house on Friday. Communication, ideas, learning, those are the areas for you to look at over the next 6 months. And your Uranus is in the fifth house. That is unexpected sparks of creativity, romance. The fifth house also children. So some unexpected events might be occurring in those areas. Or when it comes to children, maybe an unexpected pregnancy. So be aware that something's going to happen out of the blue. And Pisces, the new moon for you, it's in your second house. That's finances, values. Think about what you want your financial life to be. Replan it. Time to reboot it or pay off debts and start anew. And your Uranus is in your fourth house. That's home family. So there might be some breakthrough in family relationships. You might suddenly have a new opportunity to move or a renovation. So something out of the blue is going to occur in that house for you. So it's good knowing to take a look that some of this may come up, but understand when those Uranus happens totally out of our control, it means that's the area that we're working on, and we have an opportunity to get to a better place. So with all this Aries Uranus energy around, Sarah, I say buckle up, have faith, listen to your gut, right? And right. What we always do, focus on our own truth, right?
Focus on your truth and also be aware that change comes and not all changes are bad. Even though at first you may be caught off guard, it can be setting you up for something even better and beyond your wildest dreams. And sometimes the universe has to move us in the direction that is most important.
It's almost like the universe giving us a course correction we didn't know we needed. It's really preventing us from spending a lot more time not truly being on our path and where we need to be. I'm not saying it's fun, and it is painful, and all of that comes with it, but the ultimate outcome, as to your point, Sarah, is it is for our greater good. So let's just buckle up and go on and have faith, right?
Yes, absolutely. All right, Stacy, we are so glad that you were able to join us. And we're sorry the rain kept us all apart last week, but everything happens at the perfect time. So we are so glad to be here with all of you and having you share all the information that you have for us. We're most appreciative, and we look forward to seeing what happens after the 25th of April and what changes all of us will be embarking upon once we connect with you in May. It'll be kind of interesting to see where the energies are pointing. We know it's not always an exact science, so the energies open up on the 25th. The changes could take quite a little ways for them to show, but we do know that things come together at the perfect time. We'll be touching base in the beginning of May. Thank you so much, Stacy. For those of you who would love to connect with Stacy on a personal level for your personal chart and understand what's going on in your life and what this year has for you, well, then you go to destinyinthestars.com. That's where you'll learn more about Stacy's work and the offerings that she has, and you can register for your personal appointment with Stacy Holler. Stacy, we appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing your time and your energy here on air and all the prep time it takes for you to get ready to share with us all the insight for all the astrological signs.
Well, my pleasure, and I look forward to chatting again next month.
You have it. Goodbye, Stacy. Thank you so much. We'll connect next month. Bye for now.
Take care.